good people. I am Mary Kamante and welcome to our podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wasikilizaji wapendwa. It's Sheila Sila. Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Whatever team you're listening to, asante sana. You saw Dr. Mani asemonga nini?
Asemangwa. Mashallah.
Oh, mashallah.
So, welcome to another episode. And asante ni sana. I hope that you're all okay throughout the week. Hope mekuwa sawa kabisa.
Lakini kumekuwa na baridi.
It is cold. Like, literally cold, but I hope that you're keeping warm and everything.
Yeah, and keeping safe still. Remember, COVID is still around.
Yeah.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
So social distance.
Social distancing working nowadays. I think it's working, but just keep safe.
Yeah.
Do everything that you can to keep safe. Na ndio tuendele kusukuma hii gari. Tukisonga mbele. So this week, there has been a controversy on the social media platforms of Guardian Angel and
the partner,
Esther Musila
Ngeni. A very beautiful and gorgeous lady. Oh my God.
Lock Nation plus I love
yeah,
her
dreadlocks.
If you know me, you know I'm a lover of dreadlocks and I love her locks. Like literally, she is beautiful.
Very beautiful. And actually, the problem is that the lady, yes, Esther Musila, is 50 years. That is what
and
has
Guardian
made
Angel
them.
Is 31.
Yeah.
So people were asking, is it okay to like date a woman who is much older than you? Like that's an age difference of like 15 years, yeah?
15 or 20?
It's 31, 50.
Yeah.
Esabu, please.
It is 19 either way, like just 20 years.
No, we are sticking to 19. 19 year age difference.
Plus one, you're limba.
You're 19. I try to back you up for 19. So
yeah.
That gives us our topic for today. Is it okay to like have a partner who is much older than you when it comes to the men? Is it okay if you like have a girlfriend, a wife, a fiancé who's like way older than
you? I mean, like 5 years.
I think when we were growing up, we always had this mentality like, kamuko 12 years unafaa kudate mtoko 17. If you're 17, 22, like 5 year difference. I think most, I don't know if it's only me, ama it's everyone else.
Actually, I think it's somebody's desire.
Uh-huh.
You can amua to date a person who is in the dating range ni meachana pengine na 3 years. First, ama ngine mnatoshana.
But me, I wouldn't support yenye mnatoshana because bado hamjamachua vizuri. So who is going to... why you say, oh, you've had such a...
No,
yeah, yes. You are teaching.
All the men I've dated are like 7 years plus ahead of me.
Why did you choose that? Or you just find yourself there?
I just find myself there because actually, truly speaking, no man of my age has ever approached me like, hi Sheila, do you wanna no,
like,
it's like they have just friend zoned themselves.
Yeah, well, you should jambia
wapema. Yeah, I don't know. I attract all the men.
And you should see Sheila. Sheila is like short. She's like on my way, Sapa IV. This girl is like short. So I'm wondering, guys. But yeah, I don't. Why is age such a big factor?
For us, you know, for ladies wanting an older person, it's okay. Atakama mtachana na 10 years.
Why is it okay for ladies and not for men?
Ay man, no. It's like you're dating your bigger sister or your mother or something.
But if you've seen something special in them, what is going to limit you not to like approach that person or something? Because if you take a very good look at Musila, Esther, she looks like, I think, 25
yeah,
or 30.
Yeah, she's pretty. And then she has a body. You know,
they go to the gym together. They like...
Goals. Actually, they have done a lot together.
Yeah.
Before, I think... us trolling them, us trolling Guardian Angel and the lover.
Yeah, it's because we didn't know anything about Esther Musila.
And actually, the fact that they posted their pictures, you know, they're even matching clothes,
yeah.
You.
Not mabao, those are gold.
Mabao, gold. Those are mabao.
Yeah.
So, by the time they started posting those pictures, they knew we Kenyans were going to talk.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
By the time Guardian Angel was releasing that statement that, My love have been dating for 3 years, blah, blah, blah. And now she's turning 50 years this year. He knew Kenyans, we being Kenyans, netizens are going to talk about it.
Definitely.
And people trolled Esther Musila. Hey. And this is what Esther Musila said.
Let me quote. She said something.
Something. Oh.
It was very sweet.
Yeah, she said it was in Bongana Jalango.
Uh-huh.
And I want to put this straight. I am 50 years old. I've been through life and I know what I want to the remainder of my life that God has given me.
Yes.
My mother died at 72 years and if I have to live to the life she lived, that's 20 years and I want those to be my best life starting now.
Huh.
It is all, I mean, it's like I am Yamua. I want to spend the rest of my life.
Yeah, she doesn't even care about what you guys are going to say.
It's Apondo, whatever works for you, do it.
And I mean, Guardian Angel has been using the hashtag love wins.
Yeah, I saw like love wins.
Yeah, and even on his Instagram page, people have come out to even share their experiences.
Uh-huh.
They're like, Guardian Angel, I've been dating this guy. I'm like, he's like 9 years older than me, and we are still
older or younger?
Younger. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. And the family was on our case. They now have kids, and there's such inspiring stories behind them. And then at the end of the day, you're like asking yourself, is it all about the age or is it about love? I mean,
let me ask you, will you date a guy who's 10 years older than you?
10 years older or younger?
No, younger than you.
Oh my God. Unless you tell me when I grow up. Because now I'll be thinking about
it. Even if when I grow up, let's say you've grown up.
Uh-huh, you're like 50.
Not even
40.
30.
So you date
a 20 year old guy?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I'll be looking at myself. What was I doing when I was 20? Is that really the kind of person? But I don't want to like judge or anything. Maybe you can do it, but I don't think I can.
Personally, I can't.
I also can't.
How do I even start dating a younger boy than me?
Because
20 years.
20 years. Because let's say if you're 30, you'll date someone who's 10 years. That's 20. 20 years. Yeah, imagine yourself at 20.
That's like my brother's age. I mean, even if I wouldn't tell people.
Yeah, young. It's like looking at your brother and you're like,
oh, come here, you baby boy.
But like people mature. Some people mature faster.
Even if you just mature and you're 20, no, bro, thanks.
I think I might reconsider.
I don't think I can.
If you're mature enough, because some people are more mature, even if you like put the age aside. They are like way mature. You've ever seen a person in a room
guy,
who feels as if they don't belong there because they are bright, top-notch, they're like brilliant.
But will that guy be okay with you guys dating? You know, at the end of the day, it's two-way traffic.
Mm-hmm, it's a two-way traffic.
At times, she'll feel like, oh, now I'm dating a... You know, not a so, boy, the way we call older men, Budescos, Amunesco.
Buddha.
Kauga. So ni tuonga makauga ama anti wa haria.
Atakuwa
na magai wa una date anti wa haria. I mean, people will think that guy is there because of your money. Mm-hmm. That is if you're rich.
Yeah.
He'll think that you're there because of your fame and like power
sugar
and
mommy.
Yeah, it's like sugar mommy, she be. Not okay. Before the eyes of our society, it will not be okay. I'm very sure. Kujemvua kujejua.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be okay. For a lady dating
a younger man,
like even 10 years, that will be like, unanti wa haria. This boy is after something from that lady.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I don't think the guy will be satisfied with you as the woman.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Pull out, what you just said?
I'm not being, I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, I don't think the guy will be satisfied with you, an older woman of 30. What?
Who approached who? Let's put it in this situation.
You
are, you're 30. Sheila Silandonga is 30. Right now, it's just speaking. You're 30, and then this guy who's 20. So he's the one who approaches you. He's like, hey, Sheila,
and he knows I am 30.
He doesn't know your age yet. So Juliana,
actually, I look so small.
So at
15. Still okay. Uh-huh.
Even though you look as if you're in high school, but. It's okay, sis. It's cool. We get you. Missy Wazy.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he approaches you and he's like, can we go out on a date and stuff and stuff? And then you go and then he knows your age and he doesn't even care. He's like, it's cool. He knows you have children and then he'll be like, cool. We'll take care of the children.
Let me tell you, the purpose of the first date is to know how old I am. You can't just be blindfolded here. Like, it's all about the first date, you should establish everything.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? 20. How old am I? 30. do you think it's going to work? Personally, I say it isn't going to work.
And I mean, Guardian Angel and Esther is not the first case. That's not the first case of like a younger man dating an older woman.
Which other celebrity couple did that?
Okay, for Diana and Bahat, it's like a 2-year difference. That's 2 years.
Those ones. No comment.
That's a 2-year difference. Also, yeah, I think we've
but
had
either
other
way,
cases.
In Diana's and Bahati's marriage, mm-hmm. Diana's like the mother, truly wow. speaking.
I don't so think like, we should jump into that topic, guys. That's a topic for another day.
Yeah, you want me to babysit my husband?
We're not babysitting. I think I love the couple because Esther is also, I think she's into music also.
Yeah, they have done even a collab.
Yeah, they've done
and furthermore, the guy, like, the lady has kids, three kids.
Yeah, three kids.
The elder one, like, 20,
I think it's 26.
Yeah. 26, you see?
26 years. That's someone mature. I mean, Esther is mature. Like,
yeah, but if Esther Musila decided, let me get into this with Guardian Angel, mm-hmm. she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she knew.
And that's why,
and
if you
remember,
noted,
Guardian is a celebrity, so she knew what she was getting doing. Herself into.
And that's why, if you've noticed keenly, mm-hmm. Guardian doesn't have skin though. Mm-hmm. Come out, go,
yeah,
babe.
That's a song.
That's a song. So like they, I'm not skin though, Leo Yote.
Yeah.
Which means
plus
having
a
big
musician.
Jukinananiyo a lot. Which means like in a way the Esther Musila has molded her. Yani you mm-hmm. have to re unafikiria tu mpenzi wako. You know, at the end of all this, whatever. Scandal, yes, you're getting into.
Yeah.
Just remember your partner.
Yeah,
that is what
I mean.
Say.
At the end of the day, we'll stay.
It's your the whole
phones
family.
Aside. It will be me and you on the bed.
And it's at the end of the day, our family is going to be trolled, not
yeah.
you alone.
Not
so,
you
at
alone.
The end of the day, choose your partners wisely if you're going to be a celebrity.
Yeah, if you're sure
so
you're going to be
personally,
a celebrity.
I don't think it can work for me.
Mm-hmm.
20 years.
20 years is
30,
such a
20.
Big
actually,
difference.
No. But. Me dating, for example, tuachane na mzee wangu na 20 years, mm-hmm. it's still okay.
Mkiwachana na miaka mbao.
Yes, lakini si
oh, so, wewe, akishindwa na miaka 20 hiyo siyo shida.
We, mama who will kubali, they say, now, this
sasa umetuletea mzee kwa
UNESCO.
Nyumba.
UNESCO, tasa umeona.
You've but, checked all the other men, you've seen this one.
And a lot of people, and a lot of ladies, pia umetrolua because of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take a man home when you go past 30 years.
With the endeavors and everything.
No,
the
past 30 years.
Be like, what the hell is going
on? Ukoshua na bibi mwingine.
Uba siyo bibi wa pili, wa tatu, wa
nne. But I have a friend
uh-huh.
who's 37 years.
37, a guy chick?
A guy. And he has not married.
Uh-huh. At 37, uh-huh.
Yes, and he has chums, like no one's business. The
money, 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 money. So what is the problem?
I don't
Nini shida, bro.
I think I'll actually pay time, I don't know.
Ah, tell me a nini. Like 37, you should have kids and they should be running all over the house. Where, bro?
Senior bachelor, we were saying.
Oh.
When go there to talk about senior bachelor and nobody, absolutely nobody will want a senior bachelor. It is very hard. Senior bachelor na kuanga 40 ama 45.
Sure, like Hana two offsprings up.
Imagine Anna.
Kumbegu kunja.
Like no. The guy is like so straight. Like ni mtutu focus na busy yake and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Anna scandals.
So what you should like? I should talk to him. Like maybe, you know, we can talk about the refrigerator and the color of the house.
Yeah, you
can design the house, you know, can buy him some curtains.
Yeah, so support in the studio, senior bachelor, bado iko karibu. You know, senior bachelor? Mm-hmm. Senior bachelor, unakuma
45.
Senior 45.
Mm-hmm.
Senior bachelor, kiku approach, utakubali?
The money is there.
I can't imagine.
The money is there.
45 years.
45.
It's either, and you don't have a wife, you don't have kids,
what is
you don't have a baby
you?
Mama. It's either you're in committee.
Did you spend like 10 years in prison?
Either you are a drug dealer, a serial killer.
Yes.
I mean, 45 years.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
45 years, and when something is just amiss, I can't even bring myself.
You start questioning yourself, like, what the hell is going on? Why are you like 45? You have not. You know, 45 is 50.
Or maybe the wife died to come here. Maybe, yeah. That's another case. Like, you know, that is 50, manzi.
That is 50. You shouldn't be alone. What are you waiting for? 50.
And you know, who wants to grow old and be alone? Yeah.
So nobody. In my opinion, guys are okay with a chick marrying an older woman, an older man, but are not okay with a man marrying an older woman.
Yes, it's not right.
That's how the society has just...
Yes, it's what? This culture of ours. Actually, it's from culture. Have you ever seen an old shoshu is older than a guka?
No. The guka is actually, in most cases, the guka dies fast.
And actually, the guka is even 15 years Nini, ameshinda the shoshu with 15 years.
15 years,
and because kitambo, it's like we have been shaped. You know, the society of ours, it's like we've been shaped to just consider our culture. You know, for the like culture,
how we've grown up,
how we've been brought up, even
what we've seen.
Even with just, for example, just normal example. Mm-hmm. Enda tu ambie mamaku, mama.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend and he's 20 years, and then I'm 35. Hey. My mother will be like,
yeah, to stembe wazazi, watch out on Instagram. Because sis, utaambiwa no.
Wewe, kichwa yako imekuwa mbaya.
Kichwa yako ni mbaya.
Madhari.
Like, that's an issue.
Yeah, so even your parents themselves, watakubali.
Yeah.
They won't kubali you go on with it because they'll be like, mm-mm, you ni kutrip, una trip sasa. Kwani unawa brothako?
Aki, it's like someone who's... way young. And I think we shape experiences with age, because the older you are, the more experience you've had.
That's why, exactly, that's why ladies want older guys.
Mwenye mechomeka na stima karibu sijui ngapi, ndio sai tukikuja kutengeneza stima yetu, you are okay, sindio? Uko sawa.
They want, you know, to be, I think, way ladies opt for older guys to be, you know, they are older, they have experience in this field. Mm-hmm. To be babies.
Uh-huh. They know what to do and when to do it and how to do it.
They have solutions.
Yeah, they like...
Like, wameishi life kutuliko.
You'll be comfortable staying with someone who's older, who's much experienced.
Hey, now I have a friend. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have to say this. I have a friend.
Yeah.
She was 22. Yeah, she's 24 actually, but she was 22.
Mm-hmm.
So that friend of mine, alikuwa Kenya Institute of Mass Communication.
Mm-hmm.
So she was dating this guy. I don't know how they ended up with this Kabudesco. It's not Abudesco. Not Abudesco, Budesco.
Uh-huh.
I'm a divorced bibi yake.
Akamwendea. Come, baby.
Alipatana kabla. Yani, years later, kama amesha divorce na bibi yake. Mm-hmm. And the girl is only 33.
33 years.
Yeah.
And her, she was 22.
22, I guess. So, uh-huh. See, they met. This guy loved that friend of mine. They were like, oh, you know. So, wakapendana. The guy was like, you know, I just want you to study.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. You finish school. Akuna raka. I want to rakisha you. Mm-hmm. When you get a job, take your time.
Yeah.
And then that friend of mine was telling me us, because I can't remember if they're in
there. Committee.
Yes, committee. That guy, like, angim baby, like, come here, you baby. Not even that one for baby.
Uh-huh.
Baby, because.
Baby.
Baby, like, baby.
Kuja for katoto.
Katoto. Yeah, exactly. Even though I'm gonna treat kama katoto.
So, I'm not comfortable with someone treating me like I'm baby.
But that one is a Budesco.
Eish.
Munyakona Trawili, and a lot of that guy has 2 kids. Msena
Munyis
Joko, 12 years, myself between 11, and then a boy.
Yeah.
And even this friend of mine could go to the guy's place. Yeah, like, okay, his chums. So, like, Enyanenda, and Amnini, they are just there.
Yeah.
Even the babies, like, even the kids of that guy knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, the girl was telling us, like, Olukwan agreement. They even talked with the girl, you know, I'm here. I'm not here to replace your mom or something.
Or they talk with the kids.
Kids, yeah. Like, alikuwa nakuja.
Uh-huh.
So, anawambia, I'm not here to replace your mom or something.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just here. You know, your father deserves to be happy. And they're like, yeah. Bullshit. I don't know these rich kids. They'll be like, yeah, papa deserves to be hey. Yeah, they'll be like, so, wakamoso, should we call you? That was the first day they asked us, so, should we call your mom? Because I'm like, I know.
Call me auntie.
Not even auntie. Just call me Winnie. I'm not here to be for you. I'm here for your dad.
Oh, please.
And it was good. Uh-huh. Like, it was good, good, good. The relationship was good, good.
Yeah.
Hadi, she finished school.
Mm-hmm.
So when that girl wanted to move out, ikakuwa tricky. Like unaona vile ukimalizanga shule unaenda kwenu. Sasa utaki ukaa kwenu na move out.
Yeah.
So no, the girl was like, "No, I don't want to move out. I just want, you know, this." The thing with dating older guys, they have a lot of insecurities.
Yeah, insecurity.
You know, they've been there, been, they've done that, yeah, so they just,
like,
you know.
Seeing him alisafi chachukuliwa na uko nje.
And wanna, like, these other boys are like a competition to, yeah, them, to him and stuff. So, they, like, they had issues, but he even, like, akakubali eventually, akamuvisha, akamfanishia nyumba.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa tu anafanishwa nyumba. So my friend was telling us, dating an older guy is just easy. Like, it's easy busy. Yani hauna stress because,
yeah,
the, despite the fact that, yeah, he's old. Na alafu wako na looks are old.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to the nini comfortably.
To the restaurant.
You know. So, my friend was, the one problem was, time of nini problems.
Yeah.
You know, these older people don't want to argue.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, I'm sorry. And the way you want to argue, you know the way you're
supposed to argue. I want you to say something.
I felt that because...
And that seems like arguments are the best.
You always want to argue. I always want to argue. Yeah. Lazima ndo itoke kwa roho. Lazima tu pige kelende. And then they're like, okay, I'm sorry, baby, I won't repeat. And
I want party, you to tell me you are not sorry. Let us fight.
I want to scream, I want to argue.
I want you to even shout back at me.
And I remember even, I don't want tantrums. Yani,
I'm just sorry, it's okay.
I'm like, don't bring me your tantrums. Just breathe in, I give you your space. Or the guy lives when I'm watching. You see,
I love seeing the little lambo.
Yeah, no drama. I want drama. No, I want kelele. Don't tell me you're sorry.
I want to break something.
So that was a problem, but it was a good experience because...
So are, like, they together now?
Well, I don't know. Stuff happened. But yeah, I think the moving out, like, stirred, like, a lot of nini.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is not right, blah, blah, blah. I think the guy just came to his senses. A corner. After, even if I do what, at the end of the day, this girl wants to get to, like... What
nikuwa like age yake, skipping a part of your,
yeah,
life. You're skipping like and 5 years of your life.
Never skip 5 years of your life because of
back.
A man.
They will come back.
Hey! You've never seen this to mama's dance, clubbing and party. Ask yourself why. They team walikuwa nafaa kufanya hizo vitu zote hawakufanya. So baby girl,
yes,
enjoy whatever you
if
have.
If you're listening to this, go out. Please go out.
Don't be there. Oh, anger, you know, baby said.
Please, you, in 5 years,
right,
you will start to go out with the people who are
when
10 years younger than you.
You. So, eh? Just do it right now because,
yeah,
this is your time to
don't
experience
skip a phase of your life because Kwanza of a man.
Yeah, it is not right.
It's
even.
Not right. Enjoy life to the fullest, yo.
Yeah, so that, like, your story too. At no, me, I wanna argue.
I want,
like,
to argue.
Nataka ku argue.
Nataka
don't tell me your story. And then it's like, no, I know. Like, anajwanga. Like, have you ever seen these people who know answers? Even though anakuanga.
Mm-hmm.
Mabudesko anakuanga hivyo.
Najua kenye unataka kusema. We tulia. Ni nini nyingine?
I know. Like, anajue every move that,
yeah,
you're going to make.
You just relax. But I don't know, man. I think, in our society, and even as the years go by, I think people will be, like, comfortable to do things that were not done in the past.
Yeah, true.
Because time is moving and so are we. And
millennials, Kwanza.
Yeah, people are going to do whatever makes them happy. And I think, yeah...
Yeah,
just do what makes you happy.
I mean, life is too short,
too short.
To consider other people's opinions,
mm-hmm,
people that don't matter.
And
Kwanza
also,
netizens, never, when I think when we just go to social media, we get to troll others for their happiness,
mm-hmm,
for what they've decided to do. It's not even the first case.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen people being trolled for their choice of partner.
For how
people even
dress.
Used to troll Nani Julie Gishuru for the choice of
partner. And it is not nice. The fact that you're trolling someone because they're on the spotlight. Try putting yourself on that spotlight.
You and your person is if we won't troll you. I'm just saying.
It's just because you're not a celebrity. That's why we don't know who the hell you are. But if it's
like tungalijua unge troll wengine because I know the streets are not kind here, but at the end of the day,
yeah,
just
be kind. Like before
be kind.
You write anything on social media, just be
and
kind.
And never get to judge. I mean, who gave us the power to judge?
Who?
We are taking, like, God's seat. Even if you want to judge you, you say, hey, she loves me, bans. Na nivo tu. Usiseme
you
na sauti because
yeah,
we
don't
end
go
up
shouting
hurting.
On,
yeah,
social media, trying to make your voice be heard. No,
and
actually,
it's nonsense, actually, you're saying.
Like, just consider someone on the other side of the phone, someone, the other person who's reading your comments, the person who's reading what you're going to say. Like, be considerate. And yeah, then...
And respect people's space, people's ladies.
Because when it comes to relationships, how are we willing to know what they're going through? So you have no right to go throwing your ideas on how they're going to, they're supposed to live their lives.
Like Peter, kama usi lazima like, kama utaki kulike. Peter!
Kuna wama likers wengi na huko
nje. Ubembelezwi na mtu, kwani wewe ni nani? Who are you? Yeah. Who are you?
What are you? How can we help you?
So guys, I mean, like, we should learn from that.
Yeah.
If the people are comfortable, who are we?
Leave them.
To we leave them. Let them be. Yeah, so we don't get to troll people for their choice of partner. Ata mimi mkiona mbeleni nikuwa na kijana wa 10 years. Leave us alone.
Or if in alone. Like 10 years after you've listened to this podcast and you see Mary Kamante with someone who's there. Yeah. Please, niwache. Niwache.
Niwache. Let us be happy.
Yeah, please. Let us be happy, and then we will move forward.
Ata ukiona na Budesco pia, let me be happy.
Your comments won't hurt like at all. They won't like even break a finger. So mind what you're saying, and then everything will be okay.
Yeah. So we are done with our topic. Yeah. Age matters. Age should matter to you only, not to the other people's side.
The other people. If you decide...
If you're okay dating a 70-year-old guy, sis, do it. 70, don't...
70, how...
There's another post I saw. A 25-year-old, it was a meme. Uh-huh. A 25-year-old guy got married to a 70-year-old woman. Then Corona happened.
Oh, you're out there like pamoja.
No, like, I saw it.
I saw it.
So there's no traveling.
There's no traveling.
No money. Like, you're just sticked, glued with her for life.
I know. I saw the post. I was like, guy.
Really? I don't know, the guy is cute.
Okay. You wanted to travel. You wanted to do it. Look at Corona was looking at you like,
Nah,
it's not happening. So that brings us to the end of our topic.
Yes. And so, like, on the spotlight today, we just have... one movie.
Yeah, we only have one movie on the spotlight.
Uradi. Yeah, Uradi is a Kenyan film.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Peter Kawa.
Manasseh.
Or Manessa.
Wait, be careful how you say. Manasseh. Yeah, Manasseh.
She's Kapienga. It has like a lot of wasani. I think it's a thriller. It's a crime thriller-ish movie.
It was released last week.
Yeah, last week. So it's going to be aired.
Mm-hmm.
Next week
on Anger,
uh-huh. And tickets are going to be at 3,000 bob.
Yeah,
so if you haven't checked the trailer, go and check it on YouTube. And if you can fika at Anger, just go and fika there.
Yeah,
and
you can even check it out on their Instagram pages. Yeah, you can see it there. Yeah, and that's
what that's so tunaenda kwa michezo.
We want to play.
And see, start nanza na lyric game.
Yeah, we're going to do a lyric game.
Yep.
Yeah. Woo!
Who's starting today? You're starting.
The one who's starting. Shuka.
No, those are yours.
Isn't it, Zango? 1, 2, 3, 4. La 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 la. Yeah. Guys, the room is too big. They have to move from corner to corner looking for tiny papers. So I'm the one who is starting. Sasa nini? Watoto wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope wanavua wigi. What the hell is this, guys? Wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope wanavua wigi. Is this from Tanzania?
So unasikia Kiswahili jamani.
Wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope wana Diamond.
Stop guessing.
I'm just going to, because I can't. watoto wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope.
It's Rivani in this one. Amagobo. Amabuki. Sababukoro Amagobo.
I don't know that song. I don't know
this
song.
It's a hit one. So there's a place Rivani say wanacheza kote. Like there's a place he raps that way. So
oh, so this is a Swahili. Like,
zero.
Zero. Ninge, no. Nime burnt to like
ati ile party. Kitu. Ama ile kiti.
Ile kitu.
Tuma kitu by Kali
Club. Nimeandika ile kitu.
Sasa nilimesema ile kitu.
Ile kitu, ile
actually,
kitu.
Unajua nikiwaje ile kitu. Ile kitu like two words.
Ivo ile kitu. 1, 2, 3, you don't know it. Hujui. Ile kitu hujui.
I don't know, okay.
Ile kitu we hufanya. Inafanya nisikie kufanya ile kitu. Bado.
I don't know.
It's by Ben Sol. Ati you're saying, ah, Ben Sol, ile kitu we hufanya. It's a visualizer. Ukana form by brother, ni dunga let me know. Ukana form na brother, dunga let me know. Kuwa beba na masingo.
That is who?
Kahush.
And who?
And
Kuwa beba, that's my single. How do
I say Kahush? I mean, part.
You don't know? Zero. Chris Kaiga.
Ah, ni Kaiga.
And then it is Mastingo.
Yeah, Mastingo by Kaiga and Kahush.
Haya.
Yeah.
Ukato maloya wako waje niambie. It is Sauti Sol.
Yes, nenda lote mama mpenzi.
Unaenda. Mpenzi. Kinoma noma. Yasha mwagika haya zoleki haya o.
Nenda. Wase hapa okay, kitu nimeandikiwa. Nikichoka ananikanda na barafu. Akizi nwimbo zote za Tanzania msana ameniandikia.
First.
Nikichoka ananikanda na barafu.
It's a simple song and it's busy.
I'm so sure it's easy, but it's from Tanzania, yeah?
Yes.
Nikichoka ananikanda na barafu.
Okay, what?
Nikichonga. Nikichoka ananikanda na barafu. Me, I don't know who sang this song. Nani? Ngoja nijaribu kufikiria pia wena pia mi lazima nchukue ndege nende pale Tanzania nifike. Ah, mashallah. Nana mimba yubo, wasa nisaidia.
She doesn't know.
Nikichoka
ananikanda na barafu. Kitu kama hiyo. Majab. With Moko. Ah! Majab. Yes.
Penzi lako la jab.
Ah, me that is zero.
Yeah.
Papa said that we'll find you and now I see. Yeah. Papa for Nigeria or Papa for Kenya?
This is how you feel when I'm reading some lines that you don't know.
Papa said I will find you.
So wrong, Liani.
Papa said I'll find you. I don't know.
Papa said I will find you and now I see.
Hello!
Hello, it's called Hello, Nyashinsky.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Wait, you know, you're going to join Nyash.
No, really? Yes, read it aloud.
If I wake up without you, I don't know what I will do. If I wake up without you, I don't know what I will do. It's an R&B, Emma.
Yeah, it is. It's hip-hop, I guess. I don't know.
If I wake up without you, I don't know what I will do. If I wake up without you, I don't know what I will do. Watu wangu, simnisaidie hapa. If I wake up without it's... you... Chris Brown?
No.
Nani ameimba hii wimbo? It's a hip-hop.
Savage love.
Jason! If I wake up without you, I don't know what I will do.
But it's Jason Derulo. Savage love.
Savage love.
Me arasta pata. How do you sleep when you're late, when you're lying to me?
Oh, oh my days.
Heartbreak songs.
Now this is for Zungu, right?
Yeah.
The only ones who can sing such.
If I wake up with that, I think we should.
I don't know.
Part. You don't know. You don't know. How do you sleep when you're lying to me, Sam Smith? Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
How do you sleep? How do you sleep when you're lying to me? Tell me.
Hey.
How do you sleep? Unapenda chifona hunoni as nikona. Toa kutukuto.
Kya kori raisi. Ati huku Nairobi ni dats. Ama ni party.
Huku Nairobi.
Party after party.
Zizi.
Nairobi ni
party. And I've played you this song before we started our episode.
It
so
is.
That.
JJ. JJ Mekagwe.
Yes. Weka we. Che. Huku Nairobi ni party. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was
up. You pattered two?
Two.
You've pattered two. Me, I've pattered two also.
No, wongo.
Nime patter?
What a word.
I zis. Nime patter ya mwisho.
Ya mwisho na gani ingine?
Ya mwisho na hile nyingine ya nini. Excuse me. Usifanya nianze ku unfold these papers. Hello. Guys, you see I got...
Marare. Wait, you put a one?
No, I've not gotten one. Okay, so I'm literally unfolding these papers. Ukiwa na form, brother, let me know. Kuwa beba na mastingo. Oh, ini libant. Nikusema ni nani instead of nani. Nikahush instead of kaiga. Nisawa, but...
Do one!
Was that you and the Jew?
I have redeemed myself, y'all.
Yeah.
Last week she played Marare, but here we are.
Yes. That was our lyric game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you sure? I'm going to steal your playlist and your nyonangezi vitu na niambia hapa hivi. For sure nimepata wa niki choka anani. Yeah, literally, because she's favored Tanzania today. Miss Juimbo za Waswahili, guys. How the hell am I going to start listening to Nani Kanda kama Barafu? Yeah.
I like the way you're complaining.
I'm complaining.
So, guys, thank you for tuning in. We've come to the end of our episode.
Today seems so short. I feel as if we should like go on another extra hour.
Like, we haven't talked. Yeah, Udaku.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
It's cool. This is our second episode. And this was the age.
Yeah.
Age difference, age matters. And let's be comfortable with whoever we want to be with, guys.
Yeah, so bye, y'all.
Bye.